Mailbox.
Welcome to Mailbox. Last week's edition of this program was dedicated to the memory of Jan Palach, the Czech student who burned himself to death in 1969 in the aftermath of the Soviet occupation of Czechoslovakia. In the meantime, we've had some response to the program. Here's an email from David Eldridge from the United Kingdom.
It would be wrong to think of Jan Palach's suicide as pointless, as it did catch the attention of the public, but ultimately his death hasn't significantly benefited his Czech compatriots. The legacy of Jan Palach blends into the background of society. Contemporary humanity faces substantial problems, and Jan Palach's input plays a part in how society deals with that dilemma.
And Mary Lou Krennick from Texas writes,
Jan Palach was certainly a quite handsome young man. It goes beyond my understanding why someone would go to the extreme to express their view on such a tragedy as the Prague Spring. And what a tragedy it was in the late 60s for Czechoslovakia. Was it worth his life and the life of others? He has become a symbol of the price one will pay for the truth.
Thank you for those comments. In one previous edition of Mailbox, we read from listeners' letters regarding graffiti in Prague. In response to that, we have received this email from Mark Coviello from New York.
About 10 years ago, New York City declared war on graffiti on the trains. Their theory was not to give credit to the artists, so when a train was tainted with graffiti, they promptly removed the train, cleaned off the graffiti, and then put it back into service. The logic of this was to deter the artist. Picture a graffitist working all night in vain and his work vanishes the next morning. A little sad when you think about it. It did take many years of this process to keep graffiti under control, but it has worked.
And Radio Prague's regular listener Jonathan Murphy from Ireland had this to say on the topic.
I'm afraid I must agree with the listener who wrote about the graffiti problem in Prague. I've seen worse in other cities. But coming from a relatively graffiti-free country, it's an unwelcome sight in such a beautiful city as Prague. Was it always a problem, or is it largely a post-1989 problem? Removing it as soon as it appears seems like the best way of dealing with the problem, although it would require a change in attitude for it to stop.
Yes, graffiti is largely a post-1989 phenomenon, although there have always been people who like to scribble and paint on walls, but that was not graffiti as we know it today. But take the example of the John Lennon wall in Prague. In the 1980s, someone painted a portrait of John Lennon on it, and people added their messages of peace and love. The portrait and poems of peace were repeatedly painted over by the communist police, only to be repainted by brave fans as a protest against the regime. And one last comment on unsightly aspects of Prague. David Eldridge from England, from whose letter we quoted earlier, also sent us his reaction to our recent letter from Prague on the subject of casinos.
I think the extension of the casino area to Vinohradská Street is appalling, and it will be an anchor for a possible change for the whole character of the street, as it is in such a prominent position. In a few years' time, you might find people commenting that it's strange to find such a serious building as Czech Radio amongst the playground establishments of Vinohradská Street.
Thank you for those comments, and change of subject now. Dedicated listeners will recognize the music as the signature tune of Radio Prague's Saturday program Magazine, compiled and presented by Daniela Lazarová. We're playing it now because of this email from Christopher Lewis from England.
While listening as usual to Magazine, I wondered what the music was that you used in the background. It intrigues me and I like it. Could you please tell me what it is and where I can get a copy, please?
Well, the music we use for Magazine comes from an ancient reel, but if the label is correct, then it is Jungle Jamboree by Duke Ellington, played by the Jazz Fiddlers, and the recording was made in 1976. And as we're running out of time, it's time to repeat our competition question for January. The sugar cube is something that everybody is familiar with, but what do we know about its origin? This month, we would like to know who, when, and where first invented the sugar cube. You have only until Tuesday to send us your answers to Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or English at radio.cz.
Yes, that's Pavla Horáková there with this week's